Blog Talk Radio.
Oh no, this is Thursday. Love you, Yuka Rose, but we've got the fever. This is Psychic Sun Wild. I can't wait anymore. This is Psychic General, and this is Gina Flanagan. We've got so much to talk about, so little time, and so many people to read. All of you guys that waited for us, thank you. I have no idea what's wrong with Facebook, but you're coming in, and it's coming in strong. Gina, we have a lot of questions for you. I told them you'd tell all tonight, and I have an email here for you right off the bat. I can't read this without laughing, and I'm sorry. I apologize to the participant. This just made my day, and I've read it quite a few times when I've needed that giggle. the individual here is writing in, and Dina, she's saying that she wants her husband to come home. She wants him to take care of business at home, and that she's really feels that you know how to get him to come home. She wants to make love to this man, and we're going to leave it that way because I love your wording that you wrote me, and thank you. I needed the giggles, but I've never heard of giggly jiggling and getting it, but I now know what that means. And she wants to obviously have love with this man that she feels so sweet and dear with. And Dina, she knows that a psychic had told her that they were compatible. Now, the last 2 years, she has suspicions he's with another person. She doesn't feel like she should ask him this. She wants to know, from what I'm telling you, is he still going to come home and jiggle it for her?
Oh. What a way to start the show.
Exactly. And I wailed this all day. I've almost called you at home to share this one.
Well, the answer is yes.
Brittany, you have it here. You're going to get jiggled and giggled. And I thank you, Dina. This is why I love doing Thursdays. And I had a friend ask me Monday, they said, what are you doing? I said, what am I not doing? I'm doing Spirit Radio. I'm doing A1R Radio. We're doing Blog Talk Radio. We've got another radio. I want to see my radios come together. Can you stations work with it? I don't care what everybody likes to hear from music anymore. And I don't care what you want to see. Work with me. I'm getting tired. I'm stretched. My taffy bottom is now sticky. Don't make me go another direction, angels. Let's just get it all to happen. Dina, we've got a lot of people waiting to see, and I've got to ask you really one more question, and I'll be good. I had to get that email in, but we have an individual that was discussing with us on totems, and we're going to be doing this here again real soon on the radio shows. One of the things that we're discussing about is one of our friends had wrote us, and they said that they had experienced the snake, and they wrote to me and said that they knew that there was something going on in their life. In my way of reading and with the snake, I said, you're having the snake in your path and you're seeing it, and it's a good thing. Usually a snake means to strike when it's hot. It means to watch things around you. Are you paying attention to your situations? Are opportunities missing with you? And so what happened out of this energy was the individual was not content. They wrote me back. They wrote me here, and they're telling me that their brother took everything they owned, and he was the snake. Is it possible that if they would have whacked the totem, they would have saved themselves a lot of grief? I wrote back and said, no, leave the snake alone. The brother is another issue. I have some I've traded in for cards before. You know, I have brothers come and they go. And what I got to tell you is in the energy. So, Dina, I'm bringing you into this now because I'm at my last email and I'm at my last wit. They wrote me back today to let me know that now they're having a pair of snakes, and they got to see them. They don't think that they're, I guess, jiggle-wiggly, as we found out that means, but they saw these snakes together, and they're wondering, does this mean that there's going to be a double dose of getting taken advantage of?
Actually, what I get out of it, it's time to shed old skin.
Oh.
That's what I'm getting. So it's going to keep showing up until they do that. So it's really time for them to shed old skin, and it's going to be like a time for transformation and to change their life. So sometimes it does come through hard, you know, like hard lessons or whatever. But it really, that's what it is. It's going to be a time for total transformation and shedding old skin.
Oh, I got the buzz. See, now that's why we work together. See, I may have my days and I go off my silly, but see, Dina brought us back in, and I agree with Dina. That's very good. So if you're giggly-wiggling or your snakes are, it could be to shed your skin. 352, how are you? I'm ready to play. Are you? 352.
Hello. Hi.
Hi. Do you have a question for our phenomenal Dina?
Yes. I wanted to know about my love life. Huh? And my name is Andrea. Hi, Jethro.
Hi, Andrea. You're not giggle-wiggling now. You're just telling everything right here on the radio.
Is there someone you have in mind right now that you're in particular want to know about?
Well, I did meet this guy. His name was Ted, and uh-huh. He seemed so nice and everything. Everything was going cool,
uh-huh.
And then I told him how I felt, and then, like, we just stopped talking, and I don't know if something's up with him or, you know.
Well, this Tim, you said his name was?
I'm sorry?
Hello? You said his name
Hello?
Was Tim? Yep.
His name was Ted.
Ted, okay. Well, my sense is that Ted isn't ready for a something serious. And so that's kind of what you got with that. So I wouldn't put all my eggs in that basket, that's for sure.
No, I had gave that up all a long time ago.
Yeah, matter of fact, I wouldn't put any eggs in that basket.
You egg throwers and basket people, ladies.
Yeah, so I feel like that, not that you should keep looking, because that's the thing, you shouldn't look. You should let it come to you. And part of what's happening is you're kind of looking. But you need to let it come to you, because I feel like there's going to be somebody that will be coming your way in probably within 6 months or in 6 months. I'm hearing a six. So not that you can't date and whatnot, but not to get – when you dive into a relationship, don't think that, oh, my gosh, this is the one, this is the one, this is the one. Kind of be laid back, almost on the outside looking in for a little while, and let it come to you. Is what I'm hearing. And it will. It will come to you. Something much better. Much better than what you're having to deal with, because you've had to deal with a lot of snakes, as we just talked about. So that's what you want to avoid. You don't want to keep going on that path. And so that's what you want to do. You want to change it. You want to change so that you don't keep going on that same path. So take a laid-back approach to it and let it come to you.
Okay. I wasn't like, how can I say it? After him, I kind of sort of met another guy, but I was kind of like, I ain't getting into this one. So we kind of just,
you make it sound like a pond. I'll stick my toe in, but I ain't going all the way till I'm wet.
Yeah, no, that's good. But, that's the way to be. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's about it. I mean,
don't get discouraged. Yeah, don't get discouraged, because if it's meant to be, it will be, and the right one will come to you, and I feel it will.
Okay.
And there's energy. You got time. You're a young'un. You're a young'un yet. You know, there's a lot of love out there.
Mm. Stay upbeat, positive.
We thank you, Andrea. We love you. Definitely stay going on the show. We're going to be giving away a few T-shirts. You'll have the Crazy Psyche's Gone Wild T-shirt. We've got one with me in the Kooky Chef hat, What's Cooking? And we've got, right now, we're in the making of getting one of Amy. Amy's in the room, doesn't know it, but we're looking to get a picture. Anybody in Jacksonville, send us a picture of Amy. We've got one of Bonnie Albers on Monday. She sent us a very cute one, and we had a beautiful one. And I had somebody tell me that Amy was spotted out having scotch. And if you can send that picture to Psyche's Gone Wild, you'll win yourself about $250 worth of readings. We're not going to bribe you to send it, but we sure would like that picture. So put it in, and we'll be doing it. Andrea, I know you're in Florida, so we love you. Tell everybody there to keep watching us, and thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
We are going wilder, and when we went wilder this summer, we found out something really happened for us. Dina, we have a lot of this. I can't get that wiggle out of my mind. I visualize these things, and as psychic, we feel them. I had a person tease me yesterday. They said, when we were talking about numerology, Dina, me and you discussed about the different cards and the tarot and how people look like different numbers, and we had someone tease me. They said, you and Dina, you just look at things a little different. And I'm going, yeah. I mean, we're psychic. I didn't even know my girlfriend's eye color at first. I knew other things, and I didn't care. I know that, like, when you meet a person, I see their aura. Dina, can you tell people what you notice when you first run into an individual or first are introduced?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's more of a feeling for me. I feel their energy, and I can feel, whether they're a nice person or not a nice person, if they have a lot of sadness or sorrow in them. Or if they're joyous, and or if they're enlightened or heavy. I feel all that, and then I can see their stuff, and I start hearing that stuff. So that's what I get at first. I don't necessarily get the colors. I see those, but I'm more about the inside of the person when I first meet them.
And I am teasing those of you who just wrote in. I got some other people teasing. We know Amy isn't out there having a party. You guys are so gullible. I had someone write me and they go, Jethro's teasing Amy. No, we're not teasing Amy. We're trying to get crazy pictures. Crazy pictures, no teasing. So I just got in trouble here again. You know, I went to Disney World and one of Amy's fans gave me a discount to get Amy back on the show. So I'm going to be good. You guys, you Floridians, you stick together, you know. And I want to tease you because what they're asking here with Adina is they said that, you know, you meet a person, you do this individuality. They talk about eye reading, and they're asking on their individual if they've read someone's eyes and they do feel that the person is psychically attacking them. Should they go with that intuition or should they get a second opinion?
That's an interesting question.
Yeah.
There's two types of eye reading.
Yeah.
The eye is the seat of your soul, so they must be talking about that one, because the other one's eye iridology, which, you know, you can read their health issues and whatnot through the eye. But it sounds like they're talking about more like they looked into their soul. And if that's what you're feeling, you just, I don't know if you need a second opinion. You just kind of trust your intuition. But don't be too harsh to judge. You know what I mean? Kind of find out if you're right, but in a protective way, I guess you might want to say, because maybe it was something from their past life that's coming through, because that's what comes through your eyes. So you don't know if it's something from that, maybe something you even experienced with that person in a past life, and maybe that's not who they are now. And maybe you need to experience something again with that person to break that and let it go. So if you come from it with, like I said, protecting yourself and thinking positive, then you'll find out the reason.
I've got Dean wrote me. He's got a picture of Jethro drinking wine with Kay. Can he get 10 minutes of reading with Dina? Just 10 minutes. Okay, you guys on Facebook have went a little bit nuts over here. We're going to go back to the phones. 510, what do you know, 510? Okay, 510 didn't want to
share. Hello?
Yes, you're on.
Hey, great. Hi, my name is Sarah. Good evening to both of you. And can you take a look at my employment situation? I'm looking for a new career position, and I'm wondering what you might see coming up for me.
Well, I feel like, is this something you've had in mind for a while?
What I have in mind is a change from what I was doing in the past.
Right, exactly. Have you been thinking about this for a while, had it in mind for a while?
Yeah,
because I feel like this is something you've been thinking about for some time. And but you're not quite trusting that you can do it or it's the right time or something is what I'm hearing. And I feel that is this going to take a little bit of effort?
I don't know what I don't want to do what I did before for 30 years. I'm open to change.
Right. That's so, why I'm feeling like this it's taking an effort. Like you're like, oh, like that's just it. I know
yeah,
I want to change.
It's exhausting.
It's not feeling lightly. Like some people, they know they want to change and this is what I want to do. For you, it's feeling like an effort. You know, like you're not quite sure, but you know you got to go. But it's saying that you need to, they're saying that it's something you've been thinking about. So is there anything you've had on your mind for a career change?
No.
Oh, because they say it's something you've thought about it once upon a time. But anyway, it has to do with more something that is personal to you or that you would enjoy if personal to you. And it's not even near the field that you've been doing, that 30-year thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's totally different, but you have to put some effort into it. That's why they keep saying effort. You have to create it, whatever this is. You have to create it. But it's personal to you, so I'm feeling like it's something you want to do. It's something that you have a talent in that maybe you're not quite sure what it is, but that's what I'm feeling. I feel like you might use some of the skills you've learned along the way in your other career. What is the 30-year thing you're doing?
Yes, I've been in wholesale distribution. I've been senior management, sales, managing all facets of an operation.
In hotels?
No, wholesale,
Wholesale distribution. Well, because see, that's what it's telling me. It has something to do with the knowledge that you know, but it's going to be for yourself. Mm-hmm. It's going to be, it's like the knowledge you know, but for yourself. So like starting your own business. I keep feeling it's something that you want to do. It's something you do for yourself rather than for everybody else. So you're making the money rather than making it for other people. And you will take your skill to it, but it's not going to be working for somebody else. It's going to be doing it for yourself, even if it's on the side or sidelines, you know, like from home or on the computer. You know what I'm saying? Like creating an online store. This is what I'm feeling. It's going to be for you, and you're going to be good at it because it's taking what you already know and putting it into place. All those years of all that you've learned, that you know, your skills, your expertise, it's putting it into place for you. Those were just like, that was like going to school for you. This was kind of what it was like. And so now it's time for you to create something for you in that same sort of genre, but yet something you enjoy for you. That's what they keep saying.
Wow.
So I think you need, I think you need to look at doing that, like doing an online store or something like that, or distributing on your own. You know what I mean? That's what I'm feeling. Yeah, and you'll be very good at it. So don't doubt it, and just do it, because you're going to be very good at it, and you're going to see it will really take off within a year to two. So you got to put some effort into it till then. That's the effort thing I keep talking about. But don't doubt it. Just go full force with it.
Interesting. Thank you for that.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, and we welcome you for calling in. And those of you going to in, make sure you go on psychicsgonewild.com. You can find us there always. I had a lot of you guys asking. My wonderful Kay has put a link on there. You can hit that button on psychicsgonewild.com and always find us. So put that down, psychicsgonewild.com. Put it down that they're all there, all of us readers. Tina, I know that you're giving some deals and some readings. We've got some friends that are going to be on Saturday. We have two phenomenal ladies with me going to be doing readings. We have a reader who let me know tonight. She's so excited. She's like, I'm going to be reading on Psychics Gone Wild. And then I had another friend write me and they said, Dina is phenomenal at tarot. Dina's phenomenal at healing. Amy's really cool. Why do you guys keep bringing in more people? And I said, because we are that way. I know this is what these other ladies have to look to. You've got to realize that what we love about Amy and Dina and Bonnie Albers, you know, they're just beautiful, adorable. We had a friend wrote me, they go, Bonnie's just the cutest little thing. They go, I just want to take her home. I said, she does have a husband, and I've heard he is mean, but I don't know. And what we joked about is after we went through it, I was joking, the guy loves her dearly. We're all here to help. So you guys, when you see this and you write me this stuff, I'm reading it off live. I laugh because I why wouldn't we? The more the merrier, you know, and we were just joking here and teasing about other stuff. And that's why last night I understood that, you know, they had such a great show. This is me and Dina's. And I don't know where you guys are writing this stuff, but you're making a Lulu. I got to apologize. This isn't my normal Facebook chitter chatters here. So we're going to just quit chitter-chattering, and we're going to grab on to 619. How are you, 619? Okay. We're going to go right on to 209. How are you, 209? Hello?
Hey, Teto. It's Tammy. How are you?
I am really good, and I love your friend. You sent me a reading, and I'm keeping her. She is my friend for life now, so you better just start sharing.
She loves you, too. It's so cool. I know. She called. She was all excited.
She went through my sunburn. Aaron Dina had to hear about it. He was like, Jeff,
but
you
know, yes, you remember, really patient.
And you remember, I'm like 6'1" and the biggest baby you ever met. We laughed in my family. My sisters, everybody are like, everybody else is having crisis. I've had people go through, you know, horrible situations. I'm like, oh, no, I'm sunburned. And when they found out that I was sunburned back home, they're like, hang up the phones, watch his number, put up their little beep. I'm like, I love me, but I'm a nice, fun guy, but I don't take hurt well. I'm not a good patient. Kay's like, give me a bat, bam him on the head. When he comes to in a week, we'll find out if he's going to make it.
No. I know. She's like, he's all fun, but I'm like, oh, my gosh, how fun. No, she loves you, too. She's having a good time with you. So thank you. That's very nice. Hey, I just, like, recently incurred some like medical expense debt, and then I co-signed for my daughter-in-law, and she, you know, broke her lease fee, and so like a little bit of debt. And I also just I put in for a really great position for a different job. It's got the medical benefits, and it seems really challenging, and I'm really excited, and definitely the money where I could really just be really independent, you know, being single. And I'm just wondering if you guys see anything in that arena.
Jethro, you want me to take it?
Yes, Dina. I'm sorry.
All right. I feel like the job you just put in for, it feels positive. It feels positive. But is it within the same company?
No.
It's a different company? Because are you with someplace now?
Yes.
Yeah, because what I'm feeling like, I'm trying to discern the two. What I'm feeling like, I think it's the place you are now. It feels like a little negative or darkness, you know, like a lot of heaviness right
I'm
now.
I'm just really overqualified for it, and it's just no benefits, and I got sick, and it's really.
Yeah, that's what it's showing me, darkness, heaviness, and part of why you got sick. So, anyway, I was just trying to see which one I was feeling. So I feel like the one you put in for feels positive. It feels it feels like that you have a really good chance at it. And if not that, then another position. But I think you have a good chance at the position because I feel like you're what they want, you know, that you have a lot of the qualifications and you also have the right attitude is what they're saying.
Yeah,
so you're a front runner.
Thank you. Right on. Yeah, because I just you know, and I'm just trying to do, you know, the good affirmations and staying really positive. And, you know, like you said, if it's not it, something else. But, yeah, I definitely, I wasn't going to really even look or move. But, yeah, I just feel like I'm kind of just, my spiritual, everything's just kind of stagnant. You know, I just have no good vibration or anything going on right now.
Yeah, well, because I feel it, there's a feeling of stuckness. Is what I'm feeling.
Mm-hmm.
So you got stuckness going on, which is why I say you got sick and this and that.
Yeah.
And you need to get out of that stuckness. So you're doing the right things because if this isn't the one, there's one right shortly behind it. But it's good. I feel good because in this one, I think they're also looking at somebody in house too. You know.
Okay.
That's what I'm feeling. So if you don't get it, it's because they picked in house, I believe. But yet, I see two people debating, and they're going back and forth with this, and they really want fresh energy. And
yay,
you would be the
you
would be the fresh energy. So they're going back and forth with it now, and it's just a matter of who wins out.
And they're doing like applications for like the whole month, and it's a city job for a cute little town. It's called Boulder Creek. It's really small. It's like for the water district. So it's a really great opportunity. And then I met somebody who actually knows somebody in that company, and they were going to put in a good word too. So, but yeah, I feel like it's really positive too.
Yeah, it feels good. It feels good. And further beyond that, I feel like there's some things you have to work on in yourself. You know what I mean? Like some of these blockages are coming up. You're a good positive person, but there's stuff that's stuck inside of you, I'm feeling. And why it's,
I'm a Cancer. I don't let go of anything really easily.
I'm kidding.
It makes sense now. definitely working on it. Yes, for sure.
So, yeah, work on yourself because you really need to let some of that go in order for you to move, to get out of this stuckness. You know, that's it. So, so it isn't just about job, it's about you too.
Mm-mm. I hear you.
Yeah, but you're doing good. You're doing awesome. You're making the steps.
Great.
And,
all right.
Get some, if you can get some energy work done, get some energy work done.
Okay.
Is what I'm feeling, you know, like Reiki or something, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And
cool.
Get it done.
Yeah,
there's places in your area I feel that do have the opportunity to. Look for that. Yeah, look for the, you know, whatever, Reiki shares or whatever you can get, you know, just, and it will jump out at you when, because you'll find it. It will find you.
Yep. I believe that. Cool. All right. Thank you. Have a nice night, guys.
You too, you rock, and we are going Psychics Gone Wild. We have a couple of you asking, what is the numbers? When I call out the number, it's the area code. So I apologize to a couple of you that we did earlier. I know this is new for a lot of you. Make sure you right-click so you get to find us again. We love you guys calling in. This is what we live for. This is how you get to know with the readers. And what this is it gives you a taste, so you will turn around and love our little gumbo food and come running over so we can serve you a full reading and time. So I had someone say, Jethro, you said on here you did. Jethro said, Mama said, Simon said. I don't know who said. But what I'm saying is we are here and we do the area code. So if you call in, my old area code was 307. That's Wyoming. And that's what it is. So if your area code on your telephone number, if I call it out, that's what it is. And so what we're learning here is that, Dina, you're a wild reader. We've got quite a few lined up. I've had someone ask me yesterday, how does the person get involved in this? So I want you to give them your side of it as a reader and an individual. How did you get picked out of the crowd and pulled into this wild rodeo?
Into your wild rodeo?
Into my wild rodeo.
you plucked me out. I purchased a reading from you, I think on eBay. Yeah. And so I was just very drawn, like, you know, I get messages on where to go, who to, whatever. And I was very drawn to you. And I said, I don't know. I just have to have a reading by this guy. And it took us like 2 weeks to finally put it, 2 or 3 weeks to finally connect. And only because I felt like I don't need a reading. Why am I, you know, feeling like I need this reading, but I paid for it. I guess I got to get it, you know?
Thanks.
So finally we connect and you're like, I'm not supposed to read for you. You're supposed to work for me.
And it is with that site that she was talking about. Again, we turned around, and this weekend on Saturday, it'll be Maria Proline and Psychic Jethro. Here's another one. Same thing happened. Turned around today and had a lady named Sherry Carter. She's also going to be on with us Saturday. We're just getting better and crazier. And I laugh because someone told me, they all know that are paying attention, that we're going to be out there in American Federation the September 20th, 21st, and 22nd. We're going to have a booth. The Psychic's Gone Wild. We're going to be phenomenal. Patty Negri, Dina Flanagan, Chin He, Sen Yi. They've got Van Burden, we've got Angeline, we've got all of the psychics from the Best American Federation psychics, those of us certified, ready to bring it on. We're going to have me and Dina in live, full of color there, doing the work, me doing a class, I'm doing psychic empowerment. I have said what we're going to do is we're going to raise the energy so intense, LA is going to want to take the Beverly Garland out of their little jewels and throw us into the water. So you better be ready. We're coming there. We're going to Hollywood. Psychic's Gone Wild's going back to Hollywood one more time with feeling. And it's cool because that's where Psychic's Gone Wild started, you guys, the first seat. And that, you know, and I love with Dina. Dina was one of our first people then. And any of you who've kept up with the bloopers and all the stuff we're putting into the Psychic's Gone Wild and the book coming out, the first show was done in a laundromat with a friend of mine doing the show at her house with me on the phone reading people at a laundromat. And the sounds behind was the little children got into an argument because they couldn't get their brother in the dryer, and I was trying to pull him out because I was really worried. I had this fear that I was going to let this kid get beat up in the dryer. So that, you know, I've had people tease us about that. And there's a real good trivia question. Those of you who know Unseen World, the person on Unseen World was the first person to do the Psychic's Gone Wild with me. And while we were talking over the phone, everything was going crazy. And I'm just, you know, and she's throwing me readings. You know, I'm her teacher. She's going, go, Jethro, go, Jeff. You know, she calls me Jeff, my nickname from home. And I'm just going, la, 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 and I'm reading with these people. And I'm like, and your love life will be really great. And I'm like, trying to pull this child from his brother's grip, and they're trying to stick him in the dryer. And I'm like, I've never seen a kid fluffed. I don't think this is a good thing. So now you guys got a little more tidbit. We're going to go ahead and grab, we've got about 16 calls for those who are asking in the room. I know it's a low night, and I had someone tell me, why do you guys do this to us? What we do is this, we want you to hear us, have fun, listen in, do the talk show. The few of you that get in to do the fun of the reading, it makes it fun for us. I'm going to come to your work someday, and I'm going to say, I'm coming in, and I'm sneaking in, and I'm bringing all my friends, and I'm going to watch you work, and the minute you guys are just kind of laughing and joking, I'm going to go, me, me, pick me, pick me. And then you're going to go, but I'm just over here tickling them. No, pick me, pick me. That's how I feel when you guys email me and you go, how come you're in there? How come you're not doing it, Jethro? You're just talking. We do this all day long. So what I want to do is I want to make sure you get the fun. So I hope it's okay for you. I had somebody giggle and tell me yesterday, they said, Dina, Jethro talks too much. And he's very hyper. And I have to agree with that, wouldn't you say? I would say that is a pretty good adequate description of me.
Yeah, that's why we do a good show, or we get along good together, because I sit back and let you do the talking.
Oh, no, you had to tell him. She's telling stories again, Mom. Okay. 818, you got lucky. You were patient. Would you like to talk to Dean and have Jethro? Shut up. 818. Okay, we're going right on. I guess 818 didn't want to go. 860, what do you know? Would you like to?
Oh my God, that is hysterical. That is absolutely hysterical. You, Jethro and Dina, hi. It's Corinne. And you just said you were saying, you know, you're chattering. You're just a chatterbox. Okay, I'm sorry. I'll shut my mouth now. 818, and they're not there.
See, it's so my case. Now do you know why we talk, huh?
Oh my God, that was just too funny. I'm like, oh, watch, I'll be next, because I'm sitting here laughing through just what occurred. But how are you guys tonight?
Good.
Good. Got a wonderful question. Phenomenal. And do you know that Gabriel, the angel of the heart, is why we laugh? He is the angel that works with our heart energy. And I learned this from a really cool psychic 2 weeks ago at a fair, who came in at my table. Kind of scared me at first because she made fun of my candles. Don't tease about my candles. Got to warn you guys. You come to a fair, don't make fun of my food or my candles. I will bite. I have no problem with that. So we're like having this. Made friends. She told me some really cool stuff about angels. I did a reading for her. We made friends. So Gabriel's on your side, Corinne. Thank you for being with us. Thank you for saying you laughed. Keeping it light. Would you like to ask Denise? Would you like Danina? Danina's Mina.
I've been talking a lot of things, but never Danina.
Danina, Nina.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, I have a lot of questions, but my simple one is just, if you see anything positive coming in any sense of the form, if Gabriel's there, let's send Gabriel out. You said love, right? But do you see anything in the love card?
In the love, okay. Let's see. Did you come through a relationship not too long ago?
Yes.
Yeah, and I feel like you learned a lot from that.
I think so. I'm hoping.
Yeah, I'm feeling like that was a good lesson for you. That was something for you to just learn. That was to learn about yourself, learn about just about yourself mostly is what I'm hearing. That's what that one was supposed to be. So that you can grow and then move on so that the right one can come in. Now, is there someone in your mind you're interested in? Because I'm feeling like I'm feeling like you were thinking about somebody. Or there
the
was
only
someone
person
in your
that,
mm-hmm.
The only person that I've thought about is the person that I was past involved with.
Just past, all right, so it's still on your mind.
Yeah, somewhat.
Yeah, I'm feeling like, was it left kind of a little open?
Yeah, there was no real closure. I mean, I left. Yeah. There was no real explanation on his end, but that's where it's at.
Yeah, that's what I'm feeling. I'm feeling like there hasn't been closure or that's kind of still open. And I feel like there needs to be, in a way.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there will be. I think that it's going to have an opportunity to. Is what I'm feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And you're in, like, you can't move on until you have that. As a matter of fact,
right.
I feel like that, I think in his mind, it's not quite done.
It's done. It's just not final.
That's what I mean. In his mind, it's not quite, you know what I mean? Like, not quite done. It's not final. It's something in his mind. So there'll be talk about it. There'll be a talk about it or something along that line. So there will be some of that. And until you do that, I don't feel like you can move on really right now. And so then I feel like that you're going to have a period of sort of a sense of freedom.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and where you'll really get to enjoy yourself and really like yourself. You know, really just enjoy yourself. Enjoy being kind of free-ish, I guess you might want to say. And that period is essential for you is what I'm hearing. So embrace it and enjoy it is what I'm seeing, because there's going to be a lot that comes from it for you. There's going to be like a lightness that comes from it.
Okay.
And then after that lightness, you're going to start to see kind of relationship in a different way. And that's when you're going to start drawing in a better type or a type that's more suited for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but you have that stuff to clear first, like I was saying, and part of it is knowing yourself. Yeah. So then you'll be drawing in something that's more suited to what you really need and want, because so far the relationships haven't been fulfilling for you. You know,
right.
there's something missing, there's lacking, it's something's not right. It's just there's just always something. And
right.
So, yeah, that's the stuff you need to clear within yourself coming up, and have fun. Just really enjoy. And then you'll see everything shift and change for the better.
Great. Super. Yeah. Well, thank you very much, Dina.
You're welcome.
You guys are wonderful. And Jethro, you never talk too much. I always enjoy listening to your hysterical.
Thank you.
You make it fun.
Definitely.
And my mom always told me I was the wild one, and I thought this is ironic that, you know, psyche's gone wild. I had a friend tell me the other day, they said, you know that name? And then I go, it is pretty much me. I know that I was real hyper as a kid, and we would laugh. I mean, there was eight of us kids, and I remember one time I got up and I go, I said dance, and I thought I was being really clever. And my brother was like, he goes, what are you doing all this? And I was trying to teach his bird to dance, but I realized from the video that they have of me, it's what I'm still acting like today. So I don't know. I just, you know, I have now grandkids like that. And my son told me, he goes, Jeffrey Jr. was out there. He put a blanket on his arms, started yelling. He's like, dance. And he's got his little brother to do it. So his brother's like doing this little dance. And we found that he started taking his clothes off, which I didn't do that. But we don't know why. So I said, you know, I think we wild. We run with tradition. So we love you.
Well,
we thank you.
Thank you. And it works for you guys. And don't ever change, Jethro. You make it. So you guys have a great night. And we'll talk to you soon, hopefully.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. And we love all you guys. And thank you for sharing our name out there and giving us those likes and stuff. It does mean a lot. I had someone tease me yesterday, and they said, you know, you worry about your Facebook stuff. And I go, well, yeah, because we've earned each and every one of those. You know, every time we get on a show and I go on, I had a night when Linda Irwin was on, and we hit 1,600 listeners, and I got 231 likes on My Psychic Jethro. I was so happy, I forgot I had the headset on, almost tore my neck off running out of this place going, I don't know who I was going to tell. I was going to go out and yell it in the streets and sing it to the, you know, dancing in the street girls. But, you know, and we've had the days where when I went the other way, where I got on and we worked real hard. Remember the last time we couldn't help the person? I hope she's on tonight. I look for your number every time we go. I call your house. I know I've become your psychic stalker. You call us, you give us 4 minutes to help you, and then you the phones went crazy, and then you wouldn't let us help you. I'm not trying to scare you, but I do know that number, and I pray for you, because when we were trying to do that night, me and Dina, we gave you the extra half an hour, and then you didn't. I guess you got mad. I don't know what happened there. Those kind of situations happen. We had a lady 6 months ago, almost 4 months ago, tell us that her sister, this was her favorite show. She always listened in. She loves Pamela. She knows Pamela Cummings is there, but she likes the feisty Amy. She can't believe how Amy will just say what it is. And she thinks Dina's a real sweetheart. And even though I tease her, Jethro teases her. And she said after her sister, who had watched and listened to the show, had passed away, had been in our room for quite a while as a member. And I didn't know at the time, she was one of our members there, who her greatest moment was she won one of our prizes. I found out later that she wasn't able to contact with us, and I felt so hurt. If you ever reach a situation like that where I send something and you win, let me know. We've had a really fun thing that we're going to be giving these shirts away. We've got a bunch of books we're giving away. We're going to be giving away Saturday a book by Gary Wimmer, a book by Psyche Jethro, a book by Pamela Cummings. You know, I think we'll even have a kick in there, a reading by Dina. We've done that before with you guys in the eBay readings. You know, and with the email reading, eBay reading, I go, you know, if Dina will be reading your eBay, she will tell you what to sell and what not to sell. Stop putting those clothes in the hamper. That's what's getting it. That's what's doing it. I'm sorry. I'm rattling again. You can tell I'm having too much fun. We've got a special guest, and we're going to pull her in here real quick that you guys are not used to having. But I know this number, and I love her. And this is our Wednesday night wonderful Amy Cavanaugh. Amy, how are you doing?
Oh, I'm great. I'm just trying to get back in the loop. It's great to hear. You are just so funny. You just guys just crack me up. So it's good to be here. We had a great show last night. Me and Andrew do Wednesday nights, and we are just really clicking. We've got this group of people, and they call every week, but like they don't call the same question. They call, they're still like on their experiment called life, but the question kind of changes. It's been really fun.
Love you, Amy. And we're going to be on Friday, 2 p.m., me and Amy, our biggest one. Spirit Radio is going to roll us through here, the Roku television, 1380 AM and 103.9 FM in Toronto. So me and Amy will do the show at 2 p.m. here live, and then they're going to fly it right out. It'll be up there at midnight in Toronto. And I'm so excited, Amy, we haven't even had a chance to do it. So you guys, put in what you
flying?
Want me and Amy to talk
is it
about.
Going first class? Is it flying first class or coach?
They didn't say it better be first class. It's us. We are quality.
I know. We want cocktail.
And I found out today, Amy wrote the Jack Daniels. I'm like, God, that sounds good. And then I had someone write me. They go, Jethro. I said, well, not write during the show. And I don't read and do it. But, you know, it does sound good. I think this is a cocktail night. Someone wrote a karaoke. I am a good karaoke. I know you guys tease me, and I know this voice to you makes you crazy. I don't do soprano, obviously, as you can hear. But I am pretty good at karaoke. We'll have to. I love to do country. Now, the name Jethro and my family and honor, I can do He Stopped Loving Her Today with the real pitch. And everything, you know, it's I'm real good in some of the country. So, you know, we love you, Amy. We're rolling right along, and you guys tune into that at askoneradio.com. Thank you guys who just put in the latest vote. You put in another energy. It's going to the top, so we got it right here. We've got two of the ladies in August, Amy Cavanaugh again, and Dina Flanagan again in August, and they'll be on there as my co-hosts again. I love what you guys do. You pick them. You guys keep picking them, and so August we'll get together. We'll run it through. Dina, we know there's got a couple more I want to see, and they're getting cranky, and they're pulling their heads down. They're going to do some bowling, so we're going to put Mr. 703 in. How are you, 703?
Hello.
Hi. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you, Michael.
No problem. And do you have a question? I got to get your name. I apologize.
It's Anne.
Oh, Miss 703.
Okay. And do you have a question for our phenomenal Dina?
Yeah, I do. I left my home suddenly last summer, and I left things unsettled.
Jethro, what did she say?
And I apologize. You're like really distant from it, the router or your headset on the phone, because we can barely feel it. And I'm psychic, and I'm picking up a little hurt with you. And I need you to come a little closer so we can pick up your energy and hear you, so we can clear audio, because our guides read what your voice does. And those of you who know why is they read the pulse. Dina's reading her energy for this. Her clear audience is reading your energy, what it's she's hearing, and what we need to, and we'll have to pick up so we can pick up the vibration. Your name again. Annie? Well, thank you. And you said you something happened this summer?
Left their home.
Last summer, I left my home suddenly.
Okay.
Things unsettled. Mm-hmm. Tell me if you see me setting things and getting the volumes back.
Okay.
Settling things and what?
She left her home, and she wants to see if we see her settling things and getting back into a sequence. There's a lot of hurt here in your heart, correct? Dina?
Oh, I thought you were talking to her.
Dina has now started those cocktails without me and Amy, and we will be taking ours back from her.
I had a cup of coffee tonight. I never drink coffee.
Oh. Dina's doing she always has to be the good one. Me and Amy aren't the bad kids. I don't care what you say.
Off the walls.
We've got this happening for you. She did get cut off. I'm going to give her the reading here with the energy. What you're talking about is going back home, and I apologize. I know that they're blocked. Sometimes they block Dina. Dina's a healer, and you're not ready to heal. So Dina's sending light energy to you, and that's what happened there. I know that you're going, whoa, and I want you to make sure I saw that your phone number will come back here, and I'm feeling you're going to be back on. I do know that what happened here is your energy and guides are also working with you, and they're going to be taking in some time to handle what else they're wanting to go through. And they said what it is the family is not ready to have this happen. I don't think you're ready to hear this. I think that's part of why there was an awkwardness there. I apologize to you with the sound. We work with our headsets and our Skype. Sometimes the guides will do this for a reason, too. Let's say you're going through an energy, and someone really great told me that once on the show here. I don't want to take this to the higher power. If somebody's calling in and they're saying, I want to know if my grocery bill is going to have three matching numbers in it. Okay, so we sit down and we do our prayers. In your case, you have a very serious thing that you're asking, and yet you're nervous of it. So same kind of scenario. Do you see what I'm saying? So I think what happened here is it was a balance. Dina is one of our strongest lights, and what happens is when we go to do this, you'll know, remember how Amy used to come on and she goes off. Amy's phone will take her to another realm. She'll go do mediums. She'll bring back. She brings in people. Our mermaid goes out fishing and brings in people who are just like, I don't know. I'm called this number. And they're on sites and they do it. This is how the energy works. In our work here, what happens with Dina is putting out straight light. So I do know that, and I apologize to you. We'll watch this week. We can catch you here. We got eight whole minutes. So we're going to grab our next person, and while we're waiting for you, 651. Hello, 651. Oh, no.
Hello?
Hello, we can hear you. You're in, baby. Hell, you been?
Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
What's your name?
My name's Krista.
Krista, what's your question?
Okay. I'm just trying to figure out what this person that I really like, if basically my efforts are just pretty much being wasted, or if it's worth being patient for.
Well, is this person we're talking about, are they going through just zap me. Anyway, are they going through some stuff of their own, I guess I want to say, right now?
Yes, a lot of it's unspoken, but
yeah,
I'm pretty intuitive, so
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm feeling like, but that's the thing, I'm feeling like this person, you're saying, is it worth it? This person is, it's not that they're worth it or not worth it, they're just not at the same place and space you are right now. So they have to go through some stuff in order to get up to kind of where you would want them to be,
mm-hmm.
To make it worth your effort, I guess you might want to say. So the timing is a little off. So I would just continue on and do what you got to do for life and see where that falls, because it's just you're a little bit slight off on timing right now, is what I'm hearing. And that's what it's about. I mean, timing can be everything, as we've all heard, but you're slightly off on your timing and your connection. So there might be some things that have to be done beforehand, before that happens.
Okay. Do you have to go, or can I ask something else?
You're okay. You can. We have a few minutes. We're trying to give you in. We love you. You're right. We're here. Can you ask real quick? Yeah, sure.
I feel like I'm kind of being led into doing some kind of healing work, but I just, I don't know exactly what area. Do you have any insight?
Well, I feel like that kind of you carry healing, like just people being in your energy.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like is very healing for a lot of people. Now, when I say that, that doesn't mean like for everybody. Like, in other words, you're healing people on the level that you're at, that they need to be healed. And so keep working with that. Because, you know, because like you're asking, where are you supposed to go with that? That's how I feel like where you're supposed to be going right now. Just keep working with people and keep working with people. And it will come to you. The healing comes. And also, have you taken a couple classes?
On what exactly?
On something, anything to do with healing, metaphysical, spiritual.
I've been really trying to research shamanism a lot. I've been just absolutely fascinated.
Yeah.
But not any classes yet.
Mm. Well, but because that's what they're saying. I feel like you're being drawn to something. And so if it's shamanism you're being drawn to, then explore that, you know, because that would be what speaks to you right now. And because I feel like I said, the healing that I'm seeing that's coming through is already emanating through your body. So now you've got to put it in a place. You want to put it in a place. And so that's all you have to do with it. So the shaman work is just another tool to get you there. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But you already have in your soul and your body some the healing that's going on. So just take, like if it's that shamanism, take and explore that. And anything that you are drawn to, just keep exploring it, read about it, learn about it, and it's just going to come natural, or, you know, more and more so. And then you'll find what it is that you want to do out of it. But you need to explore the different ones, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what I'm hearing. You just kind of need to go with the first one you want and just keep exploring, and you will find exactly which way you want to do it, but you're already doing it in some ways.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome.
It's like I'm going, and I laugh. We want to thank you guys, and if you can hear that, that's all the beeping of everybody on Facebook who's just went, I don't know what's wrong with them. I think we fed them after midnight. We thank you for being here. We love you guys. We're obviously down to the last 2 minutes. And the one who's right, love and light to everyone. I know you're feeling fighty. I don't know what that means, but I don't know if that's a pickup line or what. That other one to Miss Something Salon. Okay. So we're going to turn around and we're going to go to the last couple minutes of me and Dina. We're going to now sing a couple bars of How We Like It Hot. No, I'm teasing with you guys. Dina, tell us a little bit of your sense of humor. You know, we've joked about some of the things. Tell them the name of the book. And I know that I don't want anybody to steal her idea, but this is phenomenal. Tell them what your book's name's going to be.
No, I can't, because then somebody will take my idea.
That's true. Oh, it is over there. It's funny, you guys. You're going to love her book. It's feisty. It's got a cool name, and it rocks.
Yes, everybody will have to get it when it comes out, because it will be funny. There's a lot of funny stories that I've experienced.
Well, and those of you who are going to be there in L.A., we're going to have Kay and Dina are going to be, while I'm doing my class, those two are going to be able to wander around and talk and do their things. And I found out that some of them are going to be doing the tables there, and obviously those two will be able to do things. So I think those two will get together, and we'll get her to get Dina writing this book, because Kay can type as fast as I talk. So those two are together just going to go rock and roll. We're going to get this book out. You guys hang on. In the fall, look out, because we've got all of us out there. I had a friend tell me yesterday, they said, I love your Psyche's Gone Wild. You have so much variety. And I said, you haven't seen what we got lined up for the summer. We haven't even got to the fall. There was a misunderstanding Monday. You guys, I guess the what I was saying was I get bummed out and I need the positive once in a while. Someone thought I was quitting permanently. You guys wish you were that lucky. I'm not going anywhere. What we're going to do is we're going to just get wilder, more funner, and work out with some of our situations. So there will always be one of us here. Dina, we love you. Tell everybody here at the last how to get a hold of you and what kind of readings you do.
You can call me at 207-752-1399 or email me at essenceot@aol.com. That's essenceot@aol.com. And I do, you know, readings. Like, if you need it by the minute, that's fine. I do half hours, hours. And I work with people. I do healing work, which is really phenomenal. It can really go in and clear out a lot of blockages and help you, you know, heal and move on your path.
And we always do Catch a Falling Star. This we did. Andrew Remine was there. Our newest Catch a Falling Star is our phenomenal reader from Texas, and that's Maria Perline. If you have a reading by her and you contact me, you are in the contest to win some prizes. We had people win last time. Just contact the reader, do a reading. We had a lot of fun. We had giveaway prizes, and we'll be doing that again. You guys, until next week, stay good.